Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. Matthew 14, verse 13. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to a land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent around to all that region and brought to him all who were sick, and implored him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. Today's reading is a bit short, but let's go ahead and think about some of the things that we just read. And just to put things into perspective, remember from yesterday that he has just heard about the death of John the Baptist. In addition to this, he has spent time and energy teaching the crowds on the mountain. And it's been some time enough that the crowds need to eat. I mean, that's natural. We all need to eat in order to have energy, in order to keep going. And so this quandary comes up about what to do in order to handle these people that needed to eat. So the disciples are telling Jesus, we need to send them away. They need to go and find something to eat. But if it's really the end of the day, that might have been beginning to get a little bit difficult. But Jesus says, no, they don't need to go away. We can take care of this. And so they do. But the disciples don't really understand. They're thinking about, well, there's, you know, this huge crowd, and we've got 5 little loaves here and a couple of little fish. But that was enough. And Jesus told them to bring them here. And of course, they distributed, and there was plenty. All of the 5,000 were able to eat. So much so, there were even leftovers. And lest we lose track of how massive this really is, when we say 5,000, we're only talking about the men. Matthew says, besides women and children. So we're talking about 10, 15, 20,000 people. This is by the miraculous power of Jesus. But remember that Jesus has gotten this bad news. He's spent his day teaching. He has performed this miracle and feeding everybody. It's time for Jesus to think about himself. So the crowd is sent away, and the disciples are sent away, and Jesus is now alone to take care of himself. And what does he do? He goes up on the mountain by himself to pray. And it's hard to kind of gauge how much time we're talking about, because when he's feeding the 5,000, it just says, you know, that it's getting late in the day. Now it says it's getting into evening. It could be a few hours spent praying like this. When I read this passage, I think about the fact that sometimes we're tired. Sometimes we've had a long day. And when we've had a long day and we come home and, get something to eat, we tend to put off things because we've had that long day. But prayer is not something we ought to be putting off. No, Jesus is showing us that no matter what the day held, all that does is make prayer more important. And I think this is illustrated here when Jesus goes out and walks on the water. His disciples see him, but remember, it's into the evening now, if not night, and they're afraid. It's not normal to see someone walking on water. And so they think that it's a ghost. But Jesus tells them, "It's me, don't be afraid." And Peter asks that he could come out on the water with him, and Jesus tells him to come. And here Peter is. Peter's walking on water. That must have been incredible. And as long as he focused on Jesus, he was okay. But when he focused on the environment, the circumstances, the wind, he began to sink. Now his response was right. "Lord, save me." He's the only one that had the power. And Jesus does. But he asks him, "Oh, you have little faith, why did you doubt?" We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. No matter what happens in this world, no matter what circumstance we're in, Jesus needs to be our focus. And when we take our focus off of Jesus and we start looking at other things, not only are we distracted by those circumstances, but we also become tempted. Please keep Jesus at the center of your life with all of your attention and focus on him. I realize there's other things we have to do in this world. This is figurative, but we need to keep our focus on him each moment so that each moment our desire is to serve him fully. The final section is Jesus arriving at Gennesaret, and another large crowd of people is brought to him for healing. And it states that even those that touched the fringe of his garment were healed. They had heard about Jesus. They had heard about his miracles. They came to be healed. And I'm sure that from here, even more was going to spread. And that completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.